This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, a new and improved effort is underway to sell federal buildings. Agencies and vendors have until Monday to give feedback to the FedRAMP Cloud Security Program on its draft emerging technology framework. And it's not like storming a beach, but the Marine Corps becomes the first military branch in history to pass a financial audit. Those stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. It's Friday, March 8th, 2024. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian. No branch of the military has ever passed a complete financial audit. That is, until now. Federal News Network's Anastasia Obis tells us who it was.
The Marine Corps becomes the first military branch to successfully pass its audit. The Defense Department confirmed last month that the Marines were able to account for more than $46.3 billion in assets, putting an end to the service's two-year effort. Auditors visited 70 sites worldwide to examine millions of items, such as vehicles, weapons, and communication systems. While the Pentagon's budget has grown over the years, the Defense Department as a whole hasn't passed an audit in 6 years. Anastasia Obis, Federal News Network.
A federal buildings disposal board gets another few years to continue its work if a bipartisan bill makes it through Congress. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
Congress created the Public Buildings Reform Board in 2019 to help the federal government sell underutilized buildings and land more quickly. But the board goes away in May 2025 unless lawmakers reauthorize it. That's the goal of a bill Senators Kevin Cramer and Mark Kelly introduced this week. It would keep the board running through December 2026 and would require fewer members of the board to keep a quorum. 10 federal properties have been sold at the board's recommendation, but it's yet to reach the billions of dollars in sales that Congress envisioned. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
Social Security Administration employees now have a little more flexibility in their workplace options. Federal News Network's Drew Friedman explains.
When Social Security workers have to drop off a child at school or go get their car fixed, they can now request telework rather than digging into their leave hours. Just this week, SSA leaders signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the American Federation of Government Employees, or AFGE. The new agreement lets SSA employees use what's called episodic telework, sparingly and in cases when they need it, as long as a manager approves it. On paper, it's only a slight shift, but it'll make a significant impact, says AFGE's Jessica LaPointe.
A win like episodic telework and split days, it may seem so small, but it means so much to a workforce who is really starving for flexibility.
Drew Friedman, Federal News Network.
Time is short to comment on a new draft framework to shape the future of secure AI capabilities. Federal News Network's Jason Miller has the details.
Agencies and vendors have until Monday to give feedback to the FedRAMP Cloud Security Program on its draft emerging technology framework. Eric Mill, the Director of Cloud Strategy at GSA, says comments are important because the framework will help FedRAMP prioritize the security approval of specific AI tools in the cloud.
As we engage in a prioritization process for FedRAMP, it's really important for what FedRAMP does that that be well understood, be transparent to stakeholders, that it be understood as fair and clear. So that's the foundation we're trying to lay with this framework right now.
Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
The Merit Systems Protection Board, or MSPB, now has permanent leadership as it continues to chip away at a backlog of employee appeal cases. The Senate confirmed Kathy Harris to the agency's top position in a vote along party lines on Wednesday. Harris was already serving in the chairman position on an acting basis, awaiting the Senate's decision. The MSPB adjudicates federal employees' appeals over cases of prohibited personnel practices in the workplace. In the last couple of years, the MSPB has been able to slash its case backlog in half. About 3,800 appeals cases piled up, starting in the Trump administration when the MSPB didn't have a quorum, which prevented it from issuing decisions for 5 years. That backlog is now under 2,000. The Justice Department is starting its own whistleblower rewards program after seeing it pay off for other agencies. The department is launching a so-called 90-day sprint to get the project started with a formal start date of later this year. DOJ says the Attorney General already has the authority to pay out awards for tips that lead to civil and criminal forfeitures, but the department never created a targeted program to make full use of it. The program is modeled after whistleblower programs at the IRS and the Securities and Exchange Commission. A civilian Air Force employee is facing charges of transmitting classified information relating to the national defense through an online dating site. 63-year-old David Franklin Slater of Nebraska, a retired Army lieutenant colonel, was working at U.S. Strategic Command where, over a three-month period, he allegedly transmitted secret information about the Ukraine war to a person on a foreign online dating platform. Slater faces a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison, 3 years of supervised release, and a fine of up to $250,000 for each count. Earlier this week, Slater pleaded not guilty. Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro calls on shipbuilders once again to, quote, do their part and to invest in its production lines and capabilities. In his speech last month during the West Conference in San Diego, Del Toro said big shipyard builders need to invest more in their own infrastructure rather than prioritizing stock prices. At the same time, shipbuilders say recruitment and retention are their main challenges. Del Toro says industry needs to prioritize taking better care of their people. For example, he says they can work with the government to build housing in local communities to accommodate workers. Find these stories and more at federalnewsnetwork.com. For the Federal Newscast of Friday, March 8th, 2024, I'm Peter Masurlian.